This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How many different ways can we say that, Victoria? How do you do? How do you do what you do? I suppose we could do all of those, but we're not. I'm not going to sing until later in the program. I'm looking forward to it. All right, so here we are.
Is that what you're teasing us with?
I'll tease you with whatever works to keep people listening as long as possible. That's the idea here on the DJV program and every other radio program that's worth its salt. Victoria Keevan is here. Kara Schillen has controls in our studio in Washington. Jen appears to be missing in action. She's doing this other action, not this action, for the next couple of days. So let us begin with, I suppose, I'm torn. You know, remember that old song, Torn Between Two Lovers? I'm torn between two stories. Victoria, what stories are you torn between, as you are the trend expert? You're the expert.
Well,
on what's on people's
two
mind.
Big trending stories, and I am definitely personally torn. The first is the Democratic debate tonight, and it'll be the first showdown between Biden and Elizabeth Warren. And then the other story I'm torn between is my neighbor, Mike the Situation, was released from prison sometime early this morning. And so he will be greeted by all of his Jersey Shore gang and family, and they're having like a big celebration breakfast. So, but let's stick with the politics to begin with. The top 10 Democratic presidential candidates will face off tonight in the third debate at Texas Southern University in Houston, and only 10 of the 20 candidates were actually able to make the requirements this time. You needed at least 2% of support in the polls and contributions from at least 130,000 individual donors, and you have to have at least 400 from 20 states. So that left all the top front runners. No real surprises in there. It will be the first in which Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, the top three pollers, they'll all be on the same stage together. A lot of people are looking forward to seeing how, especially how Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden approach each other, how they deal with each other, what their strategies are. Bernie and Biden have known each other for a really long time. Biden and Elizabeth Warren have known each other as well, but I think Bernie and Biden seem to have a little more of a familiar relationship. And so a lot of people, especially women who are really behind Elizabeth Warren, they're looking to see how she's going to come out swinging the way Kamala Harris did the last time. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, is no longer really in the conversation. Cory Booker, same thing. Amy Klobuchar is still up there. Andrew Yang has still gotten a lot of interest. People are intrigued by him. He's done better and better after each debate. Beto O'Rourke, pretty flat since, he kind of crashed and burned early on. And, Bernie is always Bernie. So tonight, this will be at 8 p.m. Eastern time on ABC and Univision. It will also stream on ABC News. And George Stephanopoulos, David Muir, and Lindsay Davis of ABC, along with Jorge Ramos of Univision, will be the moderators tonight.
Isn't Jorge Ramos the person that Trump's not enamored with?
I don't know. Who is he enamored with?
Well,
I have no idea. He doesn't like anybody in the news that's not on Fox.
Remember, there was a whole to-do about him. He doesn't even like Fox now, apparently. I don't know. It seemed to me he was... I remember if he's the one I'm thinking of. I don't remember. See, these people think of themselves, the news people think of themselves as the news. We got to do a gotcha. We have to somehow increase our visibility so we can be paid more by our network to have the illusion of grandeur, or I'm important, so you need to pay me because people pay attention to me. I don't know who pays any attention to any of these, but the reporters and even some of the politicians now, because there are way too many of them. But I guess if we had the announcer who worked for WWE and said, "Let's get ready to rumble." Is there a possibility that there is some rumbling? And for those of you who like that in your politics, is there going to be any real rumbling tonight? As I think you pointed out the relationship these people have had over the years, especially members of the Senate, people who are in the Senate have a different relationship than people in the House. It's 100 members. It's a club. Makes little difference who or what your politics are. It just is a club. It's kind of like the Supreme Court, where people, even though they come from different stripes, are friends, and sometimes very, very good friends. That's what happens when you spend that much time in a room together. I guess, much as anything else, you decide who you like and who you don't like. And there's a very, it's really very interesting, actually, to see the dynamics, especially of the people in the United States Senate. I find that to be the case, anyway, over the years. So we'll see how all of the rumbling tomorrow, I guarantee we'll spend some time talking about it. If you're looking for me to spend time watching it and then give you my point of view, you're going to be disappointed. Because
you haven't watched any of them.
There's nothing to watch except a bunch of egomaniacs. I know, I understand.
Well, yeah. I don't consider them all to be a bunch of egomaniacs. I want to find out really, you know, who has real policy and what policy I agree with. That's, you know.
Do you really find that out in these in this environment?
Sometimes,
in these debates,
depending on the questions. Really,
when was the last time you saw somebody that brought out something that made you sit up and take notice? I'm curious because
Andrew Yang in the first two debates, Andrew Yang has been really impressive. He doesn't have a shot of winning, but he's been really impressive. And Jay Inslee, I thought he had amazing climate change policy that he brought forward in the two debates. So I've actually learned a lot, and I'm going to continue to keep watching because this is important to me, and I think it should be important to everybody to be as informed as possible.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're going to get your information this stuff.
I won't know unless I watch it, though.
No, you won't. Yeah. I understand. This is not a criticism. I'm just saying that to each his own. I don't have a horse in this race. If I were to take all of the candidates that are on both sides and put them together and come up, somebody blindfolded me and said, like, pin the tail on the donkey, I'd hope I was pinning my tail on Bill Weld because, he is the best of all the candidates in terms of experience, in terms of attitude, in terms of policy. I know him well as the governor, former governor of Massachusetts. He really did distinguish himself with what he did. And the thing that was most obvious to any observer was how he got along with both parties. He really was able to work with the Democrats.
So
that is so important.
Yeah,
and
right now,
so miso-lacking.
But the problem, though, is he's not even going to move.
No,
the
he's not. But
so,
I'm just, so,
and that's a problem. So and you know what? The truth is, from everything that I learned about Bill Weld from the last election, he'd have my vote if he was actually on the ballot. He'd have my vote for this time around. But he's not going to be. So I have to look to see what everybody else is saying and doing because I'm never voting for Trump. So I have to figure out where I really want to be.
And so what I'm looking for is a name to come out of this. And I do rely on you and and Jennifer and Kara with your opinions. Should I watch it myself to see? I have so much disdain
won't
for
be as long,
them
thank God.
And the process and all of that. Of the people who are there that are steady, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, I probably would vote for Biden under the circumstances because he's a known commodity. And the rest of them aren't. And what I know about the rest of them, I'm very familiar with Elizabeth Warren because she's a senator of Massachusetts. I don't have to listen to her. She's been yelling and screaming the same stuff for years. And we know who I do.
Bernie's
I am
Bernie.
Interested.
I love Bernie.
Too liberal for me.
Yeah. Well, some of his
an interesting character.
He
had some ideas. I remember last time around, he had a lot of things that he shared with Trump in terms of ideas that just weren't going to be executed the same way.
Yeah.
And so the rest of them are all gas bags, although I do like the Yang and I like the woman from Hawaii, but
she's not in it.
She's not in it. She's in the service, right? Isn't she on duty somewhere?
She went back to active duty, yes.
Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because I guess I'm sitting here listening and like you're talking about Bill Weld and I don't know anything about Bill Weld because he hasn't come out and said anything. I've never heard.
Well,
him
he
talk
has,
and
but
I
he hasn't been covered by the news media. News media's paid no attention to him. He's had plenty to say.
Well, I guess I just mean that, like, I mean, it's easy to say you don't have a horse in the race if you haven't paid attention to what any of them have to say. And if I hadn't watched any of the debates, then I would maybe think that they were all dumb or crazy or egomaniacs, too. But watching it, I feel like, is the only chance you really get to hear them actually say their opinion and hear something about them and see how they handle themselves around other people. So I think that, I don't know, I think it's important. I think everyone should have a horse in the race, whether you're voting Democrat or not.
Yeah, well, that's a valid point of view. Frankly, there's an interesting thing floating around today. You know, I'm a disciple of the radio world, having been in it for as long as I have been in it, and I saw something that I guess I kind of knew anyway. In a manner of speaking, I kind of am aware of things that have happened in my medium over the years, but there's something that is worth a moment or two of our time. There's a story in one of the Washington papers today. The Democrats had a secret plan called the Talk Radio Initiative, which was aimed to at infiltrating talk radio programs, repeating the same talking points. This was back in 1994. I don't know why this is coming out now. The report says that 4,000 people in 23 states were trained to call talk radio programs, lie about their identities, deflect difficult questions that came from the hosts, and plant Democratic messages on the radio. Back in 94, I was doing a much more political program, and I remember all these characters, and I'd forgotten about this, but there's now somebody has come back up with a report, documents that came from the Clinton Presidential Library that have just been discovered, and they basically point to all of this. Does it make a difference? It's interesting to talk about it, but I'm now being reminded by, I remember that people would call and they wouldn't, we knew they didn't listen to the program. They just would dial, they were given phone numbers to dial, and they'd dial in and they'd talk about stuff that was pretty silly. It was poorly executed, to say the least. But it was their admission that talk radio was important. So I only tell you that story because it shows you how some political minds work. Much to me, it was actually pretty sophomoric in the way they approached it. But you know, they gave it a shot. And some people listening are not that sophisticated, so they they're influenced by some of this stuff. Just it's the radio world, especially in terms of advertising. It's frequency and reach. The more often you repeat a commercial or an idea or whatever it is, the more people you hit, the more benefit it's going to be to whatever the cause is. And that's what happened. I just remember. I actually remember talking to Limbaugh about it back in the days when I talked to him. And it was kind of interesting. All right, so here we are with another interesting idea. May I present to you Kellitran? And I spell out some of the names of these companies that I talk about because I think it's important for you to know if you're going to go online and look things up and sort of get the benefit of more information, because in 60 seconds I can give you the basics, the high points, and then you go, if it's something that appeals to you, you go and do some work. And losing weight appeals, the idea of losing weight appeals to a whole bunch of people. And that's why Kellitran is so popular, because it's all natural. It's a healthy way to lose weight. It's probably the healthiest way in the country to lose weight and keep it off. The active ingredient is collagen protein. That's known and proven for more than 30 years to promote healthy, lean muscle, weight loss. It's the cat's meow. Kellitran.com. Go there for the special deal. Big sale on right now, including free shipping. Get it at Kellitran.com. The way for you to lose the weight and keep it off is Kellitran at Kellitran.com. DJ V code gets you free shipping.
Mm-hmm. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Going on for music and personality queen Kelly Clarkson, who is out promoting her new daytime talk program pretty much everywhere. She was at the Tonight Show with Fallon opening up about Taylor Swift. Apparently she encouraged Taylor to re-record her old masters and get around the business that Taylor Swift is experiencing with her old record label, right? They wanted to own everything.
They do own everything. The only thing that Taylor owns is the most recent album, Lover, that she just released. That's her first album that she owns her masters. So everything she's done since she was 15, it belongs now to Scooter Braun.
Well, isn't Taylor Swift in the process of re-recording those songs?
She hasn't started that. She said in the next like year or two she'll start that endeavor. But, you know, it's one thing to do that. But that's fine. But I don't know. Her fans are so hardcore. Well, it gets you because every time the song is played, it would be a new version.
Yeah, but can she replicate the original version? That's the idea.
She said legally that she actually can make it sound almost note for note because there's nothing in the contract that prevents her from doing that. But her super fans loved the fact that she was 15 or 16 when she first released her album, and she, you know, now she's almost 30. You can't sound the way you did, when you were 15.
The woman's worth $300-400 million right now, right? And that's not going to go down because she doesn't have access to her old stuff.
I don't know if she's worth that much, but
I bet you she's worth close to that. Clarkson said the idea for her. She tweeted Taylor when the whole business with Scooter Braun was going on. Remember Kelly Clarkson's mother-in-law is Reba. And apparently Reba told Kelly that she had to do that because she wanted to have her own masters as well. So she recut all her music, used the same musician, same everything. That's where I got the idea for Taylor. She explained that she understands why Swift would want to own her music, but she doesn't necessarily feel the same way about her own catalog of hits. She said, quote, Taylor's an artist. She's been writing since she was a girl. That's kind of her diary. So I get why she'd want to do that. I don't really care about owning my masters. I just think whatever I'm going to sing, I'm going to sing till I'm dead. And that's fine.
And then somebody else can have them and make money off them after that. I watched her say that on Fallon, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah. She's quite the personality, no question about that.
Her new talk show debuted to big numbers.
Did it?
Yeah. I was surprised because it's in the daytime, you know, realm. I think she's on right before Ellen.
Yeah, and, it's in the slot that Steve Harvey used to have on most of the NBC O&Os anywhere, the NBC affiliates.
I think she had about, I think it was like in a couple, she had a couple million people watch.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, after her tweet with the re-recording session, the whole thing, as you can imagine, went viral. And then Taylor Swift appeared on CBS, said that she was actually seriously thinking about redoing all of her music. She added that the language in the contract wouldn't even require her to change much of anything, so it would still sound like the originals. So, if she does it, that's
except
smart.
Except, again, she can't sound like a young girl in high school, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that makes a difference for the way that she used to write songs back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do think, though, if she releases it with, like, new artwork and new exciting stuff, that people will still go and buy that. I mean, her fans are so rabid and love her so much that I think they'll buy anything she puts out.
Hmm. So, in this circumstance, the Clarkson was the American Idol winner in, was it, 12 years
first
ago?
First one ever.
First one. Okay. Good for her. 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co. Promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democratic White House debate is coming up tonight, this time in Houston. Joe Biden will take center stage, and he'll be joined by Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Beto O'Rourke, and Andrew Yang. Another American retail chain is telling customers don't openly carry firearms in their stores. The Florida-based company Publix has 1,200 stores across the southeastern U.S. This Publix shopper says,
well, I think if a person has a permit for that gun and he's been through the classes and so forth, but he should be able to carry that gun anywhere because that's the law.
This follows similar announcements made by Walmart, Kroger, and some other national chains that have made similar requests after several mass shootings. And this is USA Radio News.
starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's move into another half hour of conversation, shall we? We're all in agreement here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our conversation. Victoria Keelan is at the helm of the trending, the good ship trend. And Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I think Jennifer is on a cruise somewhere. Where did she go? I've forgotten where she's going.
I don't know where, but she is on a boat. Yeah.
On a boat. Slow boat to China or otherwise. All right, so what's caught your attention for this half hour for the benefit of our listeners? What do we have, Victoria?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. There's a new Day of the Dead Barbie that's being released today, and it will be in Target stores, Walmart, and Amazon. And Day of the Dead, of course, is the big Mexican holiday that remembers loved ones who've passed. Yeah. And Dia de los Muertos is really, like, that's the official name for the holiday. It takes place on November 1st and 2nd, and they have parties and parades, and families set up altars featuring photographs of late relatives. They have all their favorite foods and drinks and things like that. So it's they also leave representations of human skeletons and skulls, very elaborately painted skulls, things like that, along the roadsides and in graveyards, and it's a really big tradition, and it's actually become a lot more visible in the U.S., and it seems to just be growing, which obviously now we have a Barbie that is a Day of the Dead Barbie, and so they say back in 2017 when Pixar did the film Coco, which everyone I know, I have not seen it, but everyone I know who's seen it said it's just the most wonderful movie. That actually won 2 Academy Awards as well. That really brought Day of the Dead and the celebration to the forefront in the States. And so now this beautiful, Kara and I were just looking at this Barbie. This is the most intricately designed, absolutely gorgeous Barbie. It's a commemorative doll. It costs $75, and it's on sale starting today at Target and Walmart and Amazon. But really interesting how the culture, what a culture shift there is, and in the U.S. So, you know, going back to politics, yet again, something that, you know, needs to be paid attention to. We have a huge Hispanic population, and a lot of their traditions are becoming mainstream, and it's something I wonder if we'll, you know, hear about tonight even.
Well, yes, there is that. We do have changing cultural values, and fortunately, at least with those of us who think about it in that way, the benefit of cultural diversity, my thing is women and men and having equality with, that's where it starts with me, and then you go into the other areas, whether it's ethnicity, whether it's religion, but sexual equality is very important to me. And thus I find today being National Police Woman Day an important thing. It's dedicated to all the police who are of the female persuasion. The first police woman in our country was most likely Marie Owens, who was hired in the Chicago Police Department back in 1891, although police matrons had worked in prisons in New York prior to that. They didn't have the authority to arrest, as Owens did, ultimately. Alice Wells, then hired by the L.A. Police Department, 1910 was the year, was the first American-born female police officer in the U.S. Owens originally came from Canada. So, as of this moment, about 10% of the police force in the U.S. are women. So, thinking about all the objections, I remember when I was a kid, there was a debate about this, a lot of debate. There were no police women in the Framingham Police Force until, I'm trying to remember when I might have, how old I might have been. It was probably maybe 30 years ago. I remember some of the old police chiefs who just didn't want women on the police force for whatever the reason. They didn't want them there. Well, the reason was they didn't have respect for women in terms of equality. Today, I'm thinking of 3 or 4 women that I know who are on the police force here in Framingham because it's the force I know the best. It's the one I'm closest to. There are 100 sworn officers in the police department here, and I think 24 of them are women, and a half a dozen of them take advantage. Most police, reasonably sized police forces, have their own gymnasium in the police station. And when they're off duty, they work out in the police station. And there are 3 or 4 women that I know who are every bit physically as capable as any man, more so than some, who have worked themselves into a position of being strong and being agile. And so, and you see a lot of that, although it's portrayed differently in television and movies, you look at some of these women and how they do what they do, and you know it's the movies. But there are women who are physical culturalists who are interested in their own ability to do the work. And so it's not just that, though. There's a certain amount of, frankly, I think there's a maturity. Sometimes women have more maturity than men have of the same age. They're more interested in detail, more able. There are all kinds of things. So let's, you know, enough said. Suffice it to say that we ought to have more equality, and I guess a good thing that we recognize women who are police officers today on National Police Women's Day. Either of the two of you know any women who are police officers? Do you know anybody well who's a police officer? And what?
I do not. No.
Yeah. Kara, anybody in your world?
Yeah, I mean, both my uncles and my grandfather were police officers, but I don't know any
women.
Yeah, I don't know any women who are.
Really? Okay. All right, let's move on to some things that are important financially. There's always, I like to take time out from time to time to talk about some of the things that influence the health and well-being of all of our bank accounts. One of them is a move from the president, and this follows up something that we talked about earlier in the week. Remember, was it in Japan? Japan has negative interest mortgage rates to get people to borrow money and not pay it back. Well, you pay it back, but you just pay back the interest and a bunch of fees. You don't pay an interest rate, which is pretty interesting. So is it even more compelling that the president yesterday urged the Fed to engineer sort of the same thing? I think the quote, I'm looking at his tweet, it reads as follows. The Federal Reserve should get our interest rates down to zero or less. So how do you get less than zero? That's the negative rate. And then he said, we should start to refinance our debt. Interest cost could be brought way down, while at the same time substantially lengthening the term. We have a great currency power and balance sheet. So that, and then, you know, he went on to lash out at the Fed's monetary policy. I mean, these people have been appointed, at least the leader has been appointed by him. He talks about the world economy sandbagging, the China trade war, which he didn't bring this about. I mean, he started to negotiate. I don't hold him responsible for that as much as I might hold him responsible for a lot of stuff. We need to put the Chinese in their place, frankly. He referred to the central bank leaders as boneheads for missing out on a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity presented by the low yields. So here's a practical example of how this works. My sister and her husband have been renting a place down in Martha's Vineyard for 30 years. They had the opportunity a month or so ago to buy it, and so they said they would. Their mortgage that they have on their present home down the street from me right here in Framingham was almost paid off. So they found a bank that would refinance their house, take both homes as chattel, and the payments that they have are $1,300 a month. Listen to this. Because the interest rate is so low, the payment for the two houses, and the house they bought on Martha's Vineyard is as substantial, it's as big as the house they have here. Their payment is going to be $1,300 a month less for owning two houses than it is now owning one.
Wow.
Because of the interest rate.
Good for them.
I thought that was very... She told me that
that's
yesterday.
Pretty incredible.
I thought, my God. But see, that kind of stuff does keep the economy moving. Keeps things going. Now they'll spend money that they otherwise might not have to fix the house up. My sister is a very pristine, every just so sort of person. Everything has to be just right. Everything's got to be new. Everything's, you know. So she'll spend a lot of money fixing that house up. And I thought that, but when she told me that, I thought, you know, I said, you're paying $1,300 a month less for the house, for your house, right? She said, no, for both of them. So how do you not do that deal under the circumstances? And that's what I think, in a way, that's sort of what Trump is talking about. She wouldn't give Trump credit. She wouldn't give him credit for having a mole on his butt because
the bottom line is he wants to push the interest rate down as low as possible because that'll avoid a recession. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious that that's what he's doing.
And that's good for his reelection, no question about that. You know how silly the markets are, though, Victoria? Yesterday, after the announcement that that Bolton was out, the oil prices sank. So the oil companies and the traders on Wall Street looked to this guy who is an extreme hawk. And in my mind, when I see that, I think the oil companies want us to go to war to protect them and their assets, those bastards.
Of course they do. Yeah.
So you look at the prices.
They're hedging the market, and it didn't go. Now they know that we're not going to just blow up Iran. So
no. So maybe this is a good time to buy oil stocks, much as anything else.
Oh, other anytime things, anything drops like that, sure.
Yeah, you go buy. It's an opportunity. So let's see here. There are a couple of other things that go on at this time of year that are important in terms of your finances. As you know, we're getting into fall. Fall is a week from Friday, first day of fall. Open enrollment season, a once-a-year opportunity for you in the American workforce to take advantage of the valuable personal and financial benefits that are made available by your employers. If you want to know how this works, Andy Solomon here has the story to explain.
Department of Labor recently clarified that employers have the option to automatically enroll their employees in insurance plans, including disability, life, accident, and critical illness, an action that can simplify your open enrollment experience. Leston Welsh, head of products for Prudential Group Insurance.
Understanding benefit options and making the right selections can be overwhelming and even frustrating for employees during open enrollment. That's why we believe that automatic enrollment is a powerful tool for the average consumer that doesn't realize which product they actually need.
While employees can still opt out of these plans like they can for their 401k, Welsh says automatic enrollment fuels participation and can help improve financial wellness.
Employers and employees tend to concentrate on healthcare and retirement first, but insurance benefits can help protect your paycheck, your savings, and your family. Talk to your HR department to see how you can take advantage of your benefits package this fall.
For more information, visit Prudential.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of quick sports notes, or one of them, for those of you who are Patriots fans, the leadership of the Patriots, the ownership, and the NFL seem to have been caught flat-footed by the lawsuit that was filed against Antonio Brown this week. And so the Patriots and the league doesn't know. They may put him on waivers, but they didn't know anything about the lawsuit when he was brought to the Patriots. What was it, just last week he was brought into the Patriots, right? Didn't they trade? Mm-hmm. It was last week.
He got released from his contract, and then the Patriots signed him right away.
Right. So now they may release him, too. So what would that do? It just seems to be a kind of a... If you don't know the story, he's been accused of raping somebody that was in... Wasn't it the...
It was a trainer that he had. Yeah.
It was a friend of his from college, and then he hired her to be his personal trainer. The story is a bit fishy. There were apparently three allegations that she had against him, and so a lot of people are saying, well, why did you continue to work for the guy if he sexually assaulted you? I don't know. I think that we need to find out more details before we make a judgment on it.
But they could, if he's found to be guilty, they can void his contract, which is, what, $15 million, it would seem. All right, Victoria, what's on TV tonight? You can take the place of Jennifer in that department.
Not much. The debate is the big story tonight. That's 8 o'clock on ABC tonight. If you don't want to do that, there's a brand new episode of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. That's on tonight at 8 o'clock on MTV. Baseball, teams are 7 o'clock tonight. It says for MLB, teams to be announced. That'll be on Fox. Boring baseball. And then, really, Big Brother, if you're into that, that's on at 9 p.m. on CBS. And Flip or Flop on HGTV is also new tonight. And Married at First Sight, also new tonight.
New tonight. Wow, he's out at 10 before the hour on the Thursday, September 12th DJV program.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. Your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've got Tech Talk now. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan struts her stuff here with her expertise. I thought it was very interesting yesterday, all the hoopla about Apple this and Apple that and the 11 and the 12 and the 13 and 14 hike. Boy, have they got it. The media's played on them. Meanwhile, California has come up with a bill. The Senate there is looking to give contract workers more rights, and this would affect a lot of the, I'm sure, the big tech companies, because they have a lot of people that work on an hourly basis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this affects a lot of different businesses. So the bill requires companies like Uber and Lyft to treat its contract workers as employees, and that has already passed in the California State Senate. This is seen as a potential game changer for what they call the gig economy, and that bill would redefine the employer-worker relationship. It would require that workers are recognized as employees instead of contractors if a company controls how they perform their work or if their work is part of a company's regular business. So the bill passed 29-11. It's headed to the state assembly for a vote later this week. And Governor Gavin Newsom has already announced support of this bill. He's going to sign it if it hits his desk. Now, if this is passed into law, the legislation would go into effect in January of 2020.
How many companies will just pack up and leave California? With that, they'll just pack up and leave.
Well, it's expected to impact 1 million workers in California. The thing is, though, they're not going to be able to run from this. This is going to spread, and this is, like many things that originate in California, this is definitely going to go to other states, probably New York next. So currently, gig economy workers like Uber and Lyft drivers, Postmates, delivery people, DoorDash delivery people, all of those people will be affected by this, because right now they're not guaranteed the same rights as employees. They don't have a minimum wage. wage, they don't have overtime pay, they don't have unemployment insurance, and they don't have sick leave. And so, obviously, Uber and Lyft are both adamantly opposed to this bill. So they're saying that that they don't want this because, well, they're going to have to pay a lot more money. Uber has already laid off more people this week in anticipation of this bill passing. So it's not great news for Uber and Lyft. However, the demand for their services is still there, just like Postmates and DoorDash and all the other, you know, Seamless, all the other delivery people that we live by now because we're just in that, we're in that space. So this is, something is going to have to give. The this will pass in the California State Senate, and so it'll probably start rolling out. I think other states have already drawn up legislation, so they're waiting to see what happens with this, but... yeah, Uber, like I said, they've done a major round of layoffs.
The northern states will do this, and the southern states will benefit from it. Watch. See if that doesn't happen. I'm not saying it's good or bad, right or wrong, but I'm saying that's what's going to happen. Meanwhile, deep fakes, bigger than ever, and now they're being used to scam electric companies.
The Geek Out.
We've discussed the growing concern over deepfakes, the use of software and artificial intelligence to create audio and video that appears to be something or someone it is not. This isn't sci-fi. Deepfakes can be found across the web today, and with each week, the level of realism and difficulty in spotting them grows. The Wall Street Journal just last week reported the story of a German electric company being scammed into making a $200,000 payment because somebody had created a very good deepfake of audio of the chief's executive voice. There's even an app in China now that allows users to insert their face into famous movie scenes, and you can begin to see where this is going and why it's concerning. If you want to learn more, we've posted links about deepfakes on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Music to your ears. Find out more about the all-new Toyota Supra at toyota.com/testmiles. Toyota, let's go places.
All right, back to concepts here and ideas. Amazon, I was just talking with Victoria whether or not they would fall in the same category as Uber and Lyft with regard to their legislation in California. So now they're looking for 30,000 people, Amazon is. Yep. These are not part-time jobs either, are they? What's going on?
Well, they're full and part-time. So they have, they're holding a career day, a bunch of different career day events next week, and they will start, the hiring events will be held Tuesday in Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Nashville, Tennessee, Seattle, and Arlington, Virginia, where their next big headquarters are is going to be built. The jobs are full-time and part-time positions. They're in a variety of sites across the USA, including Amazon's headquarters, the data centers, fulfillment centers. Openings run the gamut from entry-level and corporate roles to high-tech software and retail scanning developers. All the jobs pay at least $15 per hour, have competitive benefits, and Amazon said it planned to spend $700 million to retain one-third of its U.S. employees, which is about 100,000 workers, by 2025 because they want to reshape their workforce to fit how everything keeps changing with Amazon. So it's a great, you know, great thing if you're looking for work.
Yep, this is a good time of year. This is going to help the economy, too. Good job. Thank you, Victoria. It's 59 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.